and welcome back to the Flying Dogs podcast. This is episode 9. It's Hannah.
And Joe.
And Nikki! Again. Surprise. Everyone is so sick of hearing my voice.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Hannah, you are. Yeah, that's fine. In this episode, we're going to go through 3 ring party questions again. So Joe is going to ask these questions and Hannah's going to answer them.
Oh, God.
You didn't realise I was going to say that, did you? I'll help.
Oh, right.
Come on then, Josephine.
Okay, so the first one is box judge. When a box loader signals a box malfunction, which one of these is the responsibility of the box judge?
I know.
Okay. Do you want to wait for the answers?
First of all, talk to us, Joe, about how a box loader would signal a box malfunction.
A box loader would signal a box malfunction by putting a X over their head, like X Factor.
No, the box judge.
The box loader.
Yeah, the box loader would.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because it says, the question was, how does the box judge act when the box loader has signalled a malfunction? So what we need to do is go back to basics to understand
what the box loader does.
What the box loader would be doing. So you say put an X over their head.
Like
their
X Factor.
With their
hands.
Okay, so they make a cross over the head with their arms.
Yes.
Okay.
They do.
Hannah, you should know this. You're a box loader and you've done it plenty of times
before. It's
past
my bedtime, to be honest.
Oh. Hannah says, oh, for beep's sake.
Oh, not again.
So, when a box loader signals a box malfunction, which one of these is the responsibility of the box judge? Test the box for malfunction.
No.
Stand in front of the box to stop racing.
No.
Ask the box loader to test the box.
No.
Raise your flag.
Yeah, I'd raise my flag, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, because, Hannah, tell us, why can't the box loader test the box's malfunction?
Because if you are calling a box fault and you then touch the box, you've just interfered in it. You have to wait for the judge to come over and test it for a malfunction. Otherwise, you could have, I don't know, done anything to the box. Broke it even more or fixed it yourself.
Cleared the malfunction.
And then the other team gets a win.
Yeah. So essentially, yeah, as a box judge, when the box loader signals a malfunction, you raise your flag. But you would like to think that the ring judge would spot that anyway. What have you done? It's on the pictures.
Ooh.
I've been in a few occasions where I've had my hands
7.
Above my head. And the judge has not seen me.
As a box judge signalled?
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah, they did, sorry.
But then the box judge signals that, and then the line judge just puts a fault on.
Yeah. And then
it's hard, isn't it?
And then the people on the side were shouting at the judge saying, your box loader's got her hands above her head. They were like, there's a box fault. And they were
she's crying.
No, I was just standing there like, stop sending the dogs.
Yeah, and we just keep sending them down. Yes, the answer
Indeed.
To that one is raise your flag.
Okey-dokey.
Okay.
So the next one is scribe. A team has broken out. What are the responsibilities of the scribe? Choose 3 that apply. Tell the line judge.
No.
Tell a ring judge.
Yeah.
Prevent further racing.
No.
Circle BO on the timesheet.
Yes.
Circle L on the timesheet.
Yes, the BO would be indicating that they're broken out. So that's what the BO is. And then the L is lost, because if you break out, you lose. So yes, so the answer would be you would tell the ring judge and you would also circle breakout, circle loss. So they're the 3 options.
So BO doesn't stand for body odour?
No. Although
it's questionable in UK film. Only
for some people. Go on.
Okay. Number 9. This is also a scribe question. What information must you pass on to the ring judge before the first heat of a race? Choose 4 that apply.
Okay.
4?
Team name?
No.
Marked dogs?
Yes.
Breakout time?
Yes.
Number of heats in the race?
Yes.
Number of dogs racing?
No.
Team type?
Yes.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, because, so go through them again and I'll explain why.
What was the second one? Yeah.
Well, the first one's team name.
No, well, you wouldn't need to know that. It doesn't matter
no.
what the team name is to
no.
the judge. I'd like to think that the judge would know what the team names mm-hmm. were anyway, but that doesn't have any it doesn't bearing, alter the does price it? Of no. fish, does it?
No. Or the price of dogs.
What? The price of fish.
Why are we talking about fish?
Well.
That's how UKFL started.
That's how the rumour started.
No, it's also how UKFL started.
What, with fish?
Yeah. Fish. That was the dog that the argument was over.
Was it really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were referring to body odour again.
Okay, so I'd... There's one more in that... There's one more that I missed because I'd press submit in it. You know how it goes adjust and it had moved up? And there was one more.
Go on.
Let me read it out again. So, team name.
Right, marked, no. So let's...
Mark dogs.
Yes.
Breakout time.
Yeah.
Number of heats in the race.
Yeah.
Number of dogs racing.
No.
Team type.
Yeah.
Previous winning heats.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go through them in more detail.
Okay. Team name.
No, the ring judge doesn't need to know the team names because it doesn't make any difference to the price of fish, Hannah.
Marked dogs.
Yes, they would need to know any dogs that have been previously marked for interference in previous races, which should be in a little book next to the scribe. So it's important that the scribe says, the dog in the blue lane has been marked previously, because that does then alter so if they get marked again, there's only a certain amount of times a dog can be marked for interference before it then needs to be disqualified from racing for the rest of the day.
Cool. Breakout time.
Yes, they would need to inform the judge of the breakout time. I very often, when I judge, I go to the scribe and say, what's the breakout time for this team?
But then will you remember it? Because as soon as I turn round, I'd forget what they said.
Me too.
No, I don't forget it. Because I ask them, because I want to know, so they tell me.
But it's like, you know, when you go in the, like, you go in the other room now and you go, if there's people in there, like, more than two, and you'd say, right, who wants tea, who wants coffee? And they tell you. And then you go in the kitchen, you're like, I have absolutely no idea what they just said.
I think that's just you.
And that's what I'd be like judging.
I think that, yeah.
But then it's often times that the judge doesn't have a clue what the breakout is anyway.
No, I know. Like, but they should because, and that's why we do the ring party training, because the scribe should tell them what the breakout time is. So at the beginning of each one, I'll go to the scribe as a judge and say, what's the breakout time of this team?
See, in BFA, it'd be on the paperwork, judges would see it.
Yeah. So that's a good thing about BFA because each line judge has got it. Mm-hmm. Because you as a line judge don't know the breakout time.
No, that's right.
So, because you're meant to put all the lights on to indicate a breakout. But if you don't know that they've broken out, which you generally do by osmosis, don't you? You understand.
By the movement of water.
Oh, Hannah!
You know it because of the movement of water
through a semi-permanent membrane.
I can tell the breakout time by osmosis. Make sense.
Because the semi-permanent membrane is the distance between the team and the line judge.
Oh my god, you know
judge.
What you can tell if the breakout time is if one team's a lot slower and one team's going a lot faster.
That's not necessarily true.
Because you do it all the time, because we had a singles racing and one of them was running like 4.something seconds and you said that dog's running way too fast to be in this league, went and checked the breakout time and you got them done for breaking out four times.
I didn't get them done for breaking out.
Yeah, you did, because the judge didn't know the breakout time. And our dog was running about 6 seconds, and you were like, why is this dog in this division?
It's probably true.
I know.
Did you? And was osmosis the reason?
No, it wasn't osmosis. Exactly. It was the line. What I'm saying is the line judge figures it out through osmosis because it filters down. Does that make sense? So the team will, because you generally, do you see what I mean? Yeah. It'll filter down through the semi-permanent membrane. But only if the molecules are of a certain size. And it depends on the density on either side. Anyway, basically as a line judge, you kind of figure it out. A flyball whispers. Let's call them flyball whispers.
Whiskers.
Yeah. And anyone gets the gist of it.
Okay.
Well, so that can be the name of it.
What's that?
Flyball whispers.
Whiskers.
Flyball whiskers. Or osmosis.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. So the line judge. Right, go back again.
Yeah. What were we doing again?
Well, my next one was we were going through talking about why. Okay. So we would got as far as breakout time. And the next one is number of heats in the race.
Yeah, so they need to know because they need to know how many heats, what number, and when to blow the whistle at the end.
Flippy chart.
Yeah.
Number of dogs racing.
No, that's irrelevant unless it's the NFC, which brings us on to the next point. So you wouldn't need to know number of dogs racing because it's a four dog race. It's a four dog heat, and if there was any change to that four dog heat, that would be. Essentially communicated to you as a ring judge by the scribe by telling you what type of team
type.
There we go. So yeah, so if they were NFC, or if they were only three dogs but not going NFC, or if they were a tag team, I know that doesn't necessarily make any sense in terms of number of dogs, but you'd need to know if they were a tag team.
Previous winning heats.
No, it makes no difference.
I'm going to give you a bonus question because you've done so well.
Thanks.
You're welcome. In a tie.
Oh my God.
Which team is recorded on the scribe's timesheet as a win? Neither it's a tie, both it's a tie.
Neither it's a tie, no one won.
Okay.
Huh?
It's a tie.
Both win.
You can't win, neither it's a tie.
What was the question?
Why is it not a win-win? In a tie, so they both win. Which team is recorded on the... In a tie, which team is recorded...
Oh my goodness.
Which team... Which team is recorded on the scribe timesheet as a win? Neither. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
Both, even if it's a tie, they both win. They both got joint first. They haven't got joint last, have they?
If you both raced and both raced clean, would it not, and you both just got like 17 seconds, would not
they both win?
No, they haven't.
They have.
They haven't. It's a tie.
It's joint first.
So why have they not won?
Would you want me to do?
Can we just cut out this question and pretend we did not?
Can we phone a friend?
No, because I know the answer to this. Neither. It's a tie.
Okay. I think it's both. It's a tie.
It's not both. It's neither. Right, I'll tell you what. Give me my phone back, and while...
Well,
oh my god! Oh, I like these bonus questions.
I don't.
Do you want us to have a look?
Do you want us to sing while you find that?
Stand by. Has anyone got my glasses?
No. There's a lighter. Right, what's your answer?
I ain't got one. Oh. Because I know it's neither, it's a tie.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. Moving on.
Right, you keep...
So, this weekend, Hannah Banana, we are off to Rudfest.
We are.
It was really, really good last year. Nikki got some amazing trousers.
Oh, I did. Oh, they were really
good. Neil loves them. I think actually Neil probably wears them.
You rubbed your...
Nikki looked slightly worried. What Hannah's going to say?
If you rubbed a lamp hard enough, Nikki would appear.
or a kettle.
Yeah. I rubbed that hard enough.
Man, I need to do what I
Yeah, so Friday afternoon, we are off to Rudfest.
We are.
We are demoing Saturday and Sunday with
chill,
live wires. Which I'm really looking forward to. The weather is going to be, although I think it's cooler than it was looking.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a hot one. I've ordered a new fan.
But it's very relaxed, very chill. We get to party afterwards.
Yeah,
they've just released
all the bands. They've got a big list of what's on what stage today. So that'll be...
We'll do some demonstrations with our league dogs and possibly...
So we're going to do some... Like different breeds, aren't we? Yeah. First of all, have a look at what different breeds we've got.
Yeah. But they should be really fun. And we might do some shark racing again.
Oh, shark racing's funny. Did you listen to what Nikki's going to do to you?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I did.
With the spray?
I've got the result.
Of? Were you wrong?
I was wrong. In the event of a tie, both teams are awarded a win. And half a point each is awarded to that heat. You were correct.
Can we date and sign this?
Circle both win what? And tie.
What date is it?
It is the
16th
of February.
The 16th of June.
At 21:15. Yeah. Hannah and Joe were right. Signed by Nikki. Yeah.
If you thought the name of the podcast was Five
Not anymore.
Nikki was wrong. I found it. Yeah. So both in the event of a tie, both teams are awarded a win.
To be fair, right? If you really were a critical captain, you'd have probably brushed that under the carpet. You'd gone, no, I was right. Look, it's what it says. Because we wouldn't have checked it, would we?
No.
So yeah.
But I am Captain Critical, and I'm very critical of myself, and I'm always looking to improve my performance. And in doing that, I have to admit when I am wrong.
So can you just admit it? Wait, what were you, Nikki? Were you right or were you wrong?
Well, 99% of the time.
But on this occasion,
I will concede that I was indeed incorrect. And you were both lucky guesses.
Oh, that feels so good. I'm going to sleep better tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Fall asleep with a smile.
No way, no. I don't know what you're going to do to fall asleep with a smile in your face. Hannah Banana. Anyway, so let's get back to
Redfest.
Redfest. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. So, shark racing, Hannah. Yeah. I've got my fart spray ready.
Oh, I'll be faster this time. I know what I'm
doing. Well, you're thinner now, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
I didn't call you fat.
Fat shaming again.
I did not call you fat.
No,
before.
She said you're thinner now.
I said you're thinner now.
You are thinner now.
Squeeze that hoop like it's no one's business.
Was a hoop, wasn't there?
Oh yeah, there was. Yeah.
But to be fair, the lads that we did it against were all like, seemed like they were athletically built, and they were absolutely shocking.
Who actually won?
I won the first one and the second one.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you
yes, I did.
Didn't.
You
and
didn't
there is
make
photo
it to the
evidence.
End. You didn't make it. To
yes,
the end
because
and
you
I pushed,
pushed me over. You
win is a win.
A win is a cheat. That doesn't count. You pushed me over. I think a part of my shark outfit went over the finish line that was catapulted by you as you took me out from behind.
And I think if you watch the videos back, Joe is telling me to push you over.
I really was.
Yeah. Were you?
Yeah.
She, honestly,
push her over.
In the video, Joe goes, push her over. And then you pushed me over and I couldn't get back up and you had to help me out the shark.
That was at the end, wasn't it?
It was very funny.
Was so
but we got a drink for that, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was
I
good.
Don't even know who drank mine. Did you?
Did
you leave it to
you? Did you not drink it?
I got two, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. No, that was good. So we got Redfest, and we're doing that with Livewires, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah.
We are. Yeah, it's just music festival, kind of, and kids bits, and we've got face paints, and yeah, we're going to have a giggle.
Yeah. Yeah. It will. It will be really good. And very often the other halves come, don't they?
Yeah. Some.
Oh, yeah. Why is she? She won't come, won't it?
No,
he?
It's not his thing.
No. I mean, to be fair, Neil, we just put Neil to work, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, bless him. He's ready for...
He's ready. He's putting all his tools in the van.
Bless him.
Ready to prepare the racing lanes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes being busy, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he doesn't like not having a job. In fact, that's what I keep telling myself anyway. Don't like that. I'm going to dump something to do.
You can help me set up my van because we're going to have a diddly squat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you your first night in your van, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can help yourself.
Keep
your
my curtain closed.
You really better add.
Yeah, you better add. So, another thing that we thought we could talk about, and this was something that the BFA, I think it was Blue Skies, put it on Facebook this week, didn't they? They said, what is the superstitions people have about race days, about flyball? what do you do when you're racing that you wouldn't necessarily do in training? And I think one of them was they have to wear their notch. And you're a bit like that, aren't you, Jo?
Yeah, only because I didn't think I was, but I wear it every day, which is why it's faded a bit. But I had a competition, I can't remember where we were, was it?
Newark.
Oswestry Street, was it Newark?
Oh, you
left
Oregon.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't wearing my notch. I only realised after that I wasn't wearing my notch.
Oh, right.
Because I'd taken it off in the shower and I'd put it in my shower bag.
And
it's only when I think it was the next morning, I was like, oh my God, where's my notch?
Where is it? Yeah. So that's a superstition thing that you do.
So now
then.
I always wear my notch and I make sure, otherwise I have kamikaze legs, not my legs.
Yeah.
Their legs.
The legs of the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting then. Ah.
Interesting.
We're trying to work out some things that I do, because I am a very superstitious person, which actually is counterproductive with my love of Jesus.
Do you know, I was just about to say, I can imagine you sitting on your bed in your van with Jesus before you come out in the morning and just having a nice little prayer, just that we'll win and everything will go right. And now Virgin Mary or whoever else. Who is it?
The Virgin Mary, yeah.
Yeah, you're just all sitting there having a little prayer moment.
Congregation.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you do that?
No.
What are you going to say? Not even watch through Sunday. My window.
Yeah, my curtains were definitely closed.
Not even on a Sunday?
No.
Oh.
But I... Yeah, so there are things that I do because I am quite a superstitious person.
Mm.
And apparently if you are religious, you're not meant to be superstitious.
No, that's right.
But I am very superstitious. So I'll only put right things on first. So like my right sock.
Okay, that's because you're right-handed.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, but if I put a left one on first by accident,
you might fall over.
No, I'll take off. It off and put my right one
yeah.
on first.
So do you know what? One way of finding out if, like, you know, like a toddler, or like if as soon as a baby's beginning to like walk or whatever, to test whether they're right or left-handed, if you hold their trousers in front of them and see which leg they put in first.
Is it really?
And they generally put their...
I thought you were going to say something like, wait until they walk, push them over.
See which hand they put out in front of them.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Ah, see,
you're not,
I am
you're not
right
our safeguarding officer, are you?
No. Yeah, that's Louise.
Although safeguarding's everyone's business.
Oh, it is, yeah. But sometimes I'll put on the wrong shoe first, as in the left shoe.
Mm.
And if I know I've put the left shoe on by accident first, I take it off and put the right one on first.
You put one arm through, like you put your right arm through.
Everything, yeah, everything is right first, right first, right first. I put my knickers on, right leg through.
So if you're doing the hokey cokey, which one? You can't put your left leg in first.
I just don't do it. I just don't do it. But yeah, so everything is like right first. To the point, if you have ever watched me put Harper's boots on, her right foot goes on first, her right leg goes
See,
on
I'm
first.
Quite chilled, I'm glad, because I just literally pick at one, look which one it is, then put it on that leg.
No, 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 no.
I don't think I have any superstitions at all.
Do you not?
I really don't.
Will you walk under a ladder?
Yeah,
probably. Really? Would you look in a broken mirror?
Wait, I break them anyway when I'm
Well, that's a good point, yeah.
I walk over through a grid.
No, that's unlucky in love. I will literally make Kaiser walk around a grid. The dogs
maybe
walk
maybe
around
that's why
a grid.
I'm unlucky in love.
Yeah, honestly, three
Damn,
grids, unlucky in love, two, lucky in love. So I'll purposely go out of my way to walk over two grids
right.
and go out of my way to
Do you know
to
what? There's enough to worry about
three.
In life without. Worrying about this kind
Tell
of
me
shit.
About it. Tell me about it. Can you imagine how high my worry bucket is?
Yeah. I just couldn't cope. I just couldn't be bothered
That's
worrying
crazy.
About it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't, because I think it just hold me back.
Yeah.
My only worry is, did I lock the front door? Let's hope so.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I do? Because otherwise I do not think of locking the front door. So when I lock the door, I go kind of like, try it twice. And then I know I've locked it. And in my head, it kind of clocks that I've locked it.
But what... See, what I find, if I need to do something, I'll say it out loud. Like, if I check the cookers off, I'll say, cooker is off. Stop looking at me like a weirdo.
The men in the white coats will be here very soon.
She's walking around the house, lights off. Door locked.
Initiate shutdown.
No, but if you say it out loud, and then when you get like to work, you can go, did I turn the cooker off? Because you're more likely to remember saying, cooker's off.
Why don't you record yourself, and then when you get to work,
that's a little bit too much.
I do that.
Oh, do you? See?
Well, record yourself.
Yeah. See, there you go. Like, you're taking the mickey out of me.
Straighten my hair or something, I'll take a photo that the plug is
yes.
out.
Yeah.
Like, I've unplugged my straightener.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's a big thing for me.
God, you're weird as well.
No, that's like...
That's house burning down
that's like,
territory.
Yeah, that's significant.
I thought I'd left my hair straighteners on when I went on that cruise. I thought, oh my God, imagine.
Yeah.
Sink the ship.
But then you remembered yourself saying, hair straightener, off.
No, I sent Neil back to the room. to check. Yeah, but so that's a coping mechanism that I've done that actually makes me sound like really strange, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Just to say it out loud because you're more likely to remember that. But it's only the same as you, Hannah, taking a picture.
Yeah, but I feel like mine's justifiable.
No, I think you're both odd.
I do.
I do.
Don't come to us when you've burnt your house down.
She's left the cooker and the straighteners on. So what other so has anyone either of you got like lucky knickers or anything like that?
No.
You not?
No.
I used to put
Come on, Hannah.
I used to put crystals in my bra.
Did you?
Yeah.
Come on.
Little rocks.
Little rocks?
Yeah.
Why?
What was they supposed to do? Make your boobs grow.
Just bring you luck.
So was it a specific crystal?
Yeah.
What was it?
A white one.
Sure, it wasn't a grain of Himalayan rock salt.
It could have been
a little white crystal.
Yeah,
your bra.
I used to take them to school and I used to do my exams.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, well, I passed, so it must have worked.
Yeah, might have been all the revision.
Yeah, but she revised with the crystal in her bra. But they say, don't they, that if you can emulate.
No, you're not.
What you want to do in a exam almost. So say, because I remember when I went through exams, it was like, they said, eat polo mints because it'll make you think.
Yeah, like choo choo. I never got that.
Because of peppermint. So the reasoning behind it, I believe, is, but it only works.
So you associate the smell.
If you do it while you're revising, you have to do it while you're revising as well. So that when you're revising, if you're chewing gum or eating polo mints, you have that sensation, and that is a trigger for your memory to remember what you were remembering at that time. So you can then replicate that scenario in the exam, and then that tricks your brain into remembering what you were looking at.
So that's just reminded me, right? When I was like 14 and worked in the chippy in Rose. These two blokes come in that were obviously like off cut, and
obviously
they ran in and they were going, fish is brain food, fish is brain food. And they walked in, they went, can we have two fish cakes? I don't know why that reminded me, but I did, and it just made me laugh. I think they were going to the pub quiz or something.
Right, okay, so they wanted fish cakes.
Fish cakes.
Right.
Okay, so maybe if they were half cut, they'd have been better. Because they say as well, actually, if you drink alcohol while you're revising, you need to drink alcohol before you go into your exam because it tricks your brain. So they'd have been better learning stuff while they were drunk.
I'm going to do that with that really long Welsh town name.
Oh, I need to learn that name.
So I'm going
to
start chewing, chewing. I can do the first bit.
I can't do any of it.
Llanfairpwch gwyngir go gerill gwyndrobol chan sylio go go goch.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Go go go.
That's all I remember. Go go go. So go on then, Joe. Break it down for us so that at the end of this episode, everybody is going to be able to.
Yeah, but my pronunciation is probably not great. So if I say it quick, it probably sounds fine. But if I break it down, they'd be like, no, that's wrong.
I don't think people really care about it.
Llanfair. Pwch gwyngir.
Pwch gwynglith.
Gwyngir.
Gwyngir.
Llanfair Pwch Gwynglyd.
Llanfair Pwch Gwynglyd.
Go Gerrych.
Go Gerrych.
Gwyndroboth.
Gwyndroboth. That's like, go Derek, go Robert. isn't it? So I'm remembering Derek and Robert here. Go on.
Llantysilio.
Llantysilio.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. Oh, right. So, say that again then.
Llanfair, pwch gwyngir, go gerd.
Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Llanfair, pwch gwyngir.
Llangair, pwch gwyngir.
You sound Indian.
Stop it! Llanfair, pwch linder. Go, Derek. Go, Robert. Go, go, go. Oh, no. Llantysilio.
You made it good. I love it, right?
Go, go, go. So what's the Robert and Derek bit?
Yeah. Llanfair pwch gwyngir go gerill gwyn drobo. Llantysilio go go go.
Okay. Llanfair cring bryng. Just do the first bit again.
Llanfair pwch gwyngir.
Pork.
No, not pork. Pwch.
That's pork.
Llanfair
pork. Pwch gwyngir. Pwch.
Yeah.
Pwch. Pwch gwyngir. Is it gwyngir? It is, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Clanvaya, Puch Gwynged. Poor Derek. Hang on, hang on, I've nearly got it now. Listen, listen, listen.
It really happened.
Clanvaya, Puch. Clanvaya, Puch Gwynged. Poor Derek. Poor Robert. Clantysilio, go, go, go.
Yeah!
Go on, you do it properly, and I'll see if I sound anything like it.
Llanfair pwch gwyngir go gerill gwyn drobo Llantysilio go go go.
Clanfair pingin go. Pwch Derek, pwch Robert. Llantysilio go go go. And at the end of this episode, everybody, you too can also say the longest town in Wales.
Oh my god.
Clanfair, pwch gwyngir, pwch gwyngir.
And that's a wrap.
Poor Derek, poor Robert. Clantysilio, go, go, go. Oh.
Literally crying.
And that is a wrap on episode
9 of the Flying Dogs podcast.
Wait, no, we've got to think more superstition.
I think the 10 minutes of you trying to learn that name has been entertainment enough for me.
Give us another hard supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, and I'll
sit
backwards.
What?
Mary Poppins, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can you sit backwards? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Wait, the words are like...
No, sit backwards.
How?
Hang on. Okay. Oh. Do you literally say all the letters backwards or just the pieces of the word?
No, I'm going to say it.
And this is how it goes. Trumpet! That's what we need to do. And this is how it goes.
Clanfair.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Right, so.
Okay, so.
Champs entry's gone in.
Yes, the champs entry has gone in. and they've opened it up to Little League on the Thursday as well, haven't they?
Woo! Yes,
which is good. So we've got three... We've got three little leash. She's got cramp in her foot.
Oh.
We've got three. We'll give it a wiggle. We've got three Little League entry singles going in. We've moved three of our
Monday
league singles, indoor singles, from Monday to Thursday. And then we've got some outdoor singles on Friday. And then we're racing outdoor, two teams
are we?
Of outdoor league. Yes. Yeah, they've been accepted.
Oh, I didn't know if we were indoor or outdoor. So we're Sunday, are we?
No, we don't know what day it is.
Ah, right, okay.
Just sometime over the weekend.
Okay.
So that's quite good. I'm looking forward to champs, actually,
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think we've not got that many entries in, have we? So I think Thursday's going to be busy. I'm not there Thursday. You're going to both be there Thursday. So that's going to be busy because you've got three Little League singles, three League singles.
I'm coming with you, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, that's your coming with me. Yeah, so it's you and Louise. And then...
Are you working Thursday and coming over after work?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to put your big girl pants on, aren't I?
You are going to have to put your big girl pants on. Yep. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Cool.
Toodles.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yes, thanks for listening. And we'll speak to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.